We undertook a research project discussing with a group of disabled young people their experiences as they were beginning to move towards adulthood. One of the key things that came across was how hard many were working to stay fit and healthy. While that is in many ways a good thing, it also seemed to come from a perception that having a disabled body was viewed by others as problematic. So I wrote this piece to explore whether stigma may be part of what influences disabled young people to strive to be closer to normal. For me, the topic is important because there is a danger that the public health focus on individuals looking after their own body puts out a message that if you don't, then you aren't as good a citizen as those who do. Those with bodies that are different may feel that they have to prove that they and their bodies are acceptable to others. The worry for me is this puts an unnecessary pressure on disabled young people to keep as fit and healthy as they can in order to succeed. I would like to see public health organisations keep a critical eye on how the messages they put out can lead to social judgments on those who appear not to be following them. There's a great deal of focus on what the individual needs to do to stay healthy and fit. But should there be more about the context in which people live, which may also be having significant negative consequences for their health and well-being? For example, the prejudice faced by disabled young people and the problems this can create for their health and well-being.